A deadly bird flu is ravaging commercial poultry operations in at least 24 states. The highly contagious virus first appeared about 2 months ago, and already it's killed 23 million chickens and turkeys. It's wiping out some poultry operations, and it's driving up the prices that we pay for eggs and chicken at the grocery store, as if we needed another cause of inflation. Iowa has been hit very hard, so let's go to Katie Pikus, a reporter with Iowa Public Radio. She's in Ames. Katie, hi.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
We know a lot of birds are dying from this virus, but really the vast majority are being culled by farmers intentionally to prevent further spread. Tell me more about the scale of this outbreak.
Here in Iowa, more than 13 million chickens, turkeys, and backyard birds have died because of illness, or they've been culled to stop bird flu from spreading. And, you know, that includes a couple of really large commercial flocks of about 5 million egg-laying hens. The bulk of the outbreak has been in the western part of the state.
How and why did it start?
So the first case in the U.S. this year surfaced in a commercial turkey flock in Indiana, and scientists think that it came to the U.S. from northern Europe, from seabirds. These seabirds land on ocean waters. And then we have wild birds, ducks and geese. These birds are on the move north to their breeding grounds, and they can carry the virus, and they can shed it through their saliva or through their droppings. These are sort of what scientists are looking at as to what started it and as to why we're seeing bird flu infect more and more commercial and backyard flocks.
So clearly this is of huge concern in an agricultural state like Iowa. You spoke with Yuko Sato, who is a poultry veterinarian at Iowa State University, and she described how this virus is spreading from those wild birds to domesticated poultry. Let's listen.
The rate of wild waterfowl testing positive for the virus is very high this year. I think that's what's happening, is we're having a lot more point introductions with these waterfowl that have a very high prevalence of carrying the virus.
What does Yuko Sato think about the industry's efforts then to control this outbreak?
Sure. So she said that the poultry industry is always learning. They're always improving, especially over the last several years since the 2014-2015 outbreak. Producers have tightened their precautions on their farms to keep germs and diseases out. You know, I did bring up to Dr. Sato that, you know, we're still seeing millions of birds dying in this current outbreak. So what's going on here? What's wrong? And she said what's happening now are there are a lot of wild birds, waterfowl that are out there testing positive, and they're on their migration and they can spread the virus to poultry and backyard birds.
More than 50 million birds died a couple of years ago, which is bigger than this current outbreak. However, as you say, lots of people learned lessons, including Ben Slinger, who is a turkey producer, who talked to you about that.
It's really making sure in the morning that my truck from the night before has been sanitized and disinfected, and then make sure that I have clean clothes that I wear in the morning. When I go to my barns, I make sure that, you know, the pads, the concrete pads out front, aren't contaminated.
So in a way, this kind of reminds me of some of the precautions that people took during the coronavirus pandemic that we're living through right now, taking extra care to stay safe. But is there a concern that this outbreak could eclipse what happened in 2014, 2015?
Well, certainly the number of birds that are currently dying in the span of a couple of months is a concern, but producers keep going back to the lessons that they've learned from 2015, and producers and state agriculture departments like here in Iowa, they're saying that they are more equipped to deal with this than they were several years ago.
So, Katie, what does all of this mean for the farmers in Iowa, you know, many of whom depend on these birds for their livelihoods, who are now killing them to contain the outbreak?
So Iowa is the top egg-producing state in the country, and the state has about 60 million laying hens, so this is a big industry for Iowa. Two of the flocks where bird flu was confirmed were flocks of commercial laying hens with 5 million and also 5.3 million birds, and we had another egg-laying flock that was impacted that had almost a million birds. So these three flocks alone, that is nearly 20% of the state's commercial laying industry that have succumbed to bird flu.
Is the government doing anything to help?
Sure. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture pays producers for animals that need to be destroyed to stop the virus from spreading. And they also compensate producers who have to dispose of their animals once they're culled. They also get compensation for cleaning their premises once an outbreak has hit. But Iowa State Veterinarian has said that these payments do not make producers whole.
Katie Pikus is a reporter with Iowa Public Radio in Ames. Katie, thank you.
Thanks, Peter.